The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now joining me in studio, Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hellen of the podcast Dishing It Out. Bang bang chicken ciabatta with red cabbage slaw, spiced potato wedges. What more could I ask for?
Well, now I like to try and kind of change the way I eat and cook in the summer, and this is the type of food that I like to cook. So, bang bang chicken is basically a dish from Thailand. Really, it's kind of like a westernized dish. But
what makes a bang bang?
It's
in the chicken?
Chili part of it, right? So it's just basic, and it's the slaw. It's served with a slaw. This isn't the original recipe, but it's a recipe that I think it's quite achievable for people at home. So the first thing I need you to do is get the bang bang chicken part ready. So 8 skinless chicken thighs off the bone. You know the way they're kind of flat, like our butterflied out. You buy them in the butchers or in the supermarkets. They sell them everywhere. And I think it's definitely worth doing it with chicken thigh here because they stay nice and juicy. The marinade is very simply and a little bit unusual. 4 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 2 good tablespoons of sriracha, 2 tablespoons of sweet chili, and then a heaped teaspoon of smoked paprika, some garlic powder and some onion powder.
That's dead simple.
It's very simple. And a lot of that stuff I think we have in our press. If you didn't have the sriracha, you could use whatever chili oil or whatever you have there. So basically, the mayonnaise is what catches on to the chicken thigh. Leave that, if you're having it tomorrow, do it today, or at least leave it for a couple of hours. The potato wedges is just 600 grams of roasted potatoes cut into wedges into a bowl, smoked paprika, curry powder, good pinch of salt, a tablespoon of all them, and a good splash of olive oil. Preheat your oven to 220 degrees, and I like to sit the wedges on top of my grill. So put a piece of tinfoil on the bottom of the tray, and then the grill part, sit them up, because if they're not touching onto the tray, the air gets all around them, and they go lovely and crispy. 4 ciabatta buns that you're going to toast, and then for the slaw, a quarter of a shredded cabbage, 2 carrots that you're going to peel and grate, a red onion very finely sliced, and then the dressing is 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, 2 tablespoons of creme fraiche, salt and pepper, and a squeeze of lime if you have it. So it's kind of this peanutty slaw, and then it couldn't be easier. All you do to cook the chicken on the barbecue if it ever stops raining, or alternatively, throw it into the air fryer. I know a lot of people use air fryers now, 200 degrees for about 14 to 16 minutes, or indeed into a preheated oven to 200 degrees, and then just build it like... toast the ciabatta, plenty of that slaw, the lovely grilled chicken on the top, wedges on the side. I like to serve a little bit of creme fraiche and sweet chilli sauce with the wedges on the side. That's a perfect Saturday or Sunday.
And not at all difficult.
No, it's not difficult at all. The next one, we're going up a little bit, I suppose. It's a grilled fillet of beef with a panzanella salad and buffalo mozzarella. Of course, use whatever cut of beef you want. I'm obviously pushing the boat out here, getting a little bit of beef fillet. But the real thing I want to kind of teach here is the panzanella salad. This is a wonderful salad that comes from Tuscany. And it's like a tomato and bread salad, for the want of a better word. So you need 200 grams of stale ciabatta, or if you had a bit of sourdough, would work perfectly. They use day-old bread here because the bread kind of soaks up the dressing. I'll explain it when I talk how to make the dressing. So then 600 grams of mixed ripe tomatoes. When you're in the shop, pick the ones that are the reddest, or even there's lots of those heirloom tomatoes at the moment. They're also brilliant, the yellow and green and all the different ones that are in there. Couple of tablespoons of baby capers. You just give them a little wash. 1 red onion finely chopped. 200 grams of peeled red peppers. They come in a jar, or of course you can blister them over the gas stove and then take the skins off them. 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 8 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, some basil and some mozzarella, salt and pepper. All you do is cut the ciabatta or the sourdough into little squares, place them in an oven at 100 degrees to dry them out for about 20 minutes. Then chop up the tomatoes into bite-sized pieces into the bowl. At this stage, I want you to season them with a little bit of salt and pepper, and then in with the roughly chopped capers, the peppers, onion, and the dried ciabatta. At this stage, then you season it with the dressing, so the red wine vinegar and the olive oil, and then just toss that all together, leave it sitting for a little while, and pour it into your serving dish, and then just tear up your mozzarella on the top with the basil. Honestly, once you make this salad once, you'll make it all summer anytime you have a barbecue. To cook the beef, I know I talk about cooking protein all the time, but take it out of the fridge for at least a half an hour before.
We call that temperature.
Yeah, we call that tempering. So what you're trying to do is get the center of the meat so it's not freezing cold. Mm-hmm. It'll cook all the way through evenly. Hot barbecue or cast iron pan, stick it on, let it get nice and hot. Put your steaks onto a plate, drizzle them with a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt. I like to pepper them afterwards, and then you want to put them into the pan away from yourself until you can hear that sear. If it doesn't sear, don't put them into the pan.
Okay.
Smoking hot pan. Then you just cook them 2 minutes on either side. If they're like thin fillet steaks, that's enough. I put some chef tips in the recipe book. 3 to 4 minutes for rare. So that's 2 minutes on either side. 5 to 6 minutes for medium rare. 6 to 8 for medium. And well done, 10 minutes at least. And then the most important thing, you hear me saying it time and time again, take them off, let them rest, give them a good season with pepper, to the table, nice glass of chilled, slightly chilled red wine would be a winner here, like a Pinot Noir or something, be absolute cracking.
Excellent. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Amateur of the Marker, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.